66:72, verses 15-21. And the king of Egypt said to the midwives of the Hebrew women, of whom the name of the one was Shiphrah, and the name of the other Puah, and he said, when ye do the office of a midwife to the Hebrew women, and see them upon the stools, if it be a son, then ye shall kill him, and if it be a daughter, then she shall live. And the midwives feared God, and did not as the king of Egypt spoke to them, and they kept the boys alive. And the king of Egypt called the midwives, and said to them, wherefore do ye this word, and keep the boys alive? And the midwives said unto Pharaoh, because the Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian women, for they are living, and they have brought forth before the midwife comes unto them. And God did well to the midwives, and the people was multiplied and became very numerous. And it came to pass, because the midwives feared God, that he made them houses. And the king of Egypt said to the midwives of the Hebrew women, signifies influx from the separated memory knowledges into the natural, where the true memory knowledges of the church are, of whom the name of the one was Shiphrah, and the name of the other Puah, signifies the quality and state of the natural where memory knowledges are. And he said, when ye do the office of a midwife to the Hebrew women, and see them upon the stools, signifies a discernment of the truth and good flowing in from the internal into memory knowledges. If it be a son, then ye shall kill him, signifies if it is truth, that they should destroy it in any way they could. And if it be a daughter, then she shall live, signifies that they should not do so if it is good, and the midwives feared God. Signifies that true memory knowledges were guarded because by the divine, and did not as the king of Egypt spoke to them, signifies that it was not done as they who were in falsities intended. And they kept the boys alive, signifies that truths being of good were preserved, and the king of Egypt called the midwives. Signifies that they who were in falsities conspired against those who were in true memory knowledges in the natural, and said unto them, wherefore do ye this word, and keep the boys alive? Signifies anger because truths were not destroyed, and the midwives said unto Pharaoh, signifies a discernment of these true memory knowledges in the natural. Because the Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian women, signifies that the memory knowledges of the church are not like the memory knowledges opposed to them. For they are living, signifies that spiritual life is in them, and they have brought forth before the midwife comes unto them, signifies that the natural has no knowledge before they have life. And God did well to the midwives, signifies that the natural was blessed by the divine, and the people was multiplied and became very numerous, signifies that truths therein were brought forth continually, and so increased, and it came to pass, because the midwives feared God, signifies because true memory knowledges were guarded by the divine, that he made them houses, signifies that they were disposed into the heavenly form. 66:73. And the king of Egypt said to the midwives of the Hebrew women, that this signifies influx from the separated memory knowledges into the natural where the true memory knowledges of the church are, is evident from the signification of saying, as being influx, from the signification of the king of Egypt, as being separated memory knowledges which are opposed to the truths of the church, from the signification of midwives, as being the natural, and from the signification of the Hebrews, as being the things of the church, thus also true memory knowledges which are of the church. That midwives denote the natural, is because the natural receives that which flows in from the internal, and thus as it were acts as a midwife. 66:74. Of whom the name of the one was Shiphrah, and the name of the other Puah. That this signifies the quality and state of the natural where memory knowledges are, is evident from the signification of name as being quality. And also state, for all names in the word signify things, and comprise in sum total all things that belong to the subject that is being treated of. Thus its quality and state. Here therefore the names Shiphrah and Puah signify the quality and state of the natural where true memory knowledges are, because this is the subject treated of, as is plain from what precedes. He who does not know that a name denotes the quality and state of the subject being treated of, can believe that where a name is mentioned, the name merely is meant, thus when the Lord speaks of his name, that it is merely the name, when yet it is the quality of the worship, that is, everything of faith and charity by which he is to be worshipped, as in these passages. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them met. 18:20. Here the name is not meant, but worship from faith and charity. As many as received, to them gave he power to be the sons of God, to them that believe in his name. Here also by name is meant faith and charity, whereby the Lord is worshipped. These things have been written that ye may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye may have life in his name. Where the sense is the same. Again, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Here it is not meant that they should ask the Father in the Lord's name, but that they should ask the Lord himself. For there is no way open to the divine good which is the Father, except through the Lord's divine human, as is also known in the churches, and therefore to ask the Lord himself is to ask according to the truths of faith, and whatever is asked in accordance with these truths is granted, as the Lord himself says in the previous passage from John, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. This can be seen further from the fact that the Lord is the name of Jehovah, of which thus in Moses, I send an angel before thee, to keep thee in the way, beware of his faces, and hear his voice, and do not provoke him, because my name is in the midst of him exod. 23:20-21. In John, Father, glorify thy name, there came forth a voice from heaven, saying, I have both glorified it, and I will glorify it again. I have manifested thy name to the men whom thou hast given me out of the world. I have made known unto them thy name, and I will make it known, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. From these passages it is plain that the Lord is to the divine human as the name of Jehovah, or his whole quality, hence all divine worship is from the divine human. And it is this which is to be worshipped, for thus is worshipped the divine itself, to which no thought reaches in any other way, and if no thought, no conjunction. That the name of the Lord is everything of faith and love by which the Lord is to be worshipped is still more plain from the following passages. Ye shall be hated of all for my name's sake, Matt. 10:22. Whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me, Matt. 18:5. Everyone that hath left houses, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or fields, for my name's sake, shall receive 100-fold, Matt. 19:29. They cried, Hosanna to the Son of David, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord, Matt. 21:9. Verily I say to you, for ye shall not see me until the time shall come when ye shall say, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Whosoever shall give you to drink a cup of water in my name, because ye belong to Christ, verily I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward. The 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons obey us in thy name. Jesus said to them, In this rejoice not, that the spirits obey you, but rather rejoice that your names have been written in heaven. Names written in heaven are not names, but the quality of their faith and charity. So it is with names written in the book of life in the following passages. Thou hast a few names even in Sardis which have not defiled their garments. He that overcometh shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot his name out of the book of life, and I will confess his name before the Father and before his angels. Rev. 3:4-5. He that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. He calleth his own sheep by name. Jehovah said unto Moses, I know thee by name Exod. 33:12-17. Many believed in his name, when they saw his signs which he did. He that believeth in him is not judged, but he that believeth not is judged already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. They shall fear the name of Jehovah from the west Issa. 59:19. All people walk everyone in the name of his God, and we will walk in the name of Jehovah our God. In Moses, they were to worship Jehovah God in the place which he should choose, and should put his name Deut. 21:5, 11, 14. That the name of Jehovah denotes everything by which he is worshipped, thus in the supreme sense everything that proceeds from the Lord is evident from the benediction. Jehovah bless thee and keep thee, Jehovah make his faces to shine upon thee, and have mercy on thee, Jehovah lift up his faces upon thee, and give thee peace. So shall they put my name upon the sons of Israel. Num. 6:23-27. From all this it is now clear what is meant by this commandment of the Decalogue. Thou shalt not take the name of thy God in vain, for Jehovah will not hold him innocent that taketh his name in vain. Exod. 20:7. Also by hallowed be thy name in the Lord's Prayer. Matt. 6:9, 66:75. And he said, When ye do the office of a midwife to the Hebrew women, and see them upon the stools, that this signifies a discernment of the truth and good flowing in from the internal into the memory knowledges of the church, is evident from the signification of doing the office of a midwife, as being reception of the good and truth flowing in from the internal into the natural, for the natural is a midwife insofar as it receives the influx, from the signification of the Hebrew women, as being things of the church, from the signification of seeing, as being to discern, and from the signification of stools, as being those things in the natural which receive the goods and truths flowing in from the internal, thus true memory knowledges, for these receive. Hence it is evident that by when ye do the office of a midwife to the Hebrew women and see them upon the stools, is signified a discernment of the truth and good flowing in from the internal into the memory knowledges of the church which are in the natural. 66:76. If it be a son, then he shall kill him. That this signifies, if it is truth, that they should destroy it in any way they could, is evident from the signification of son, as being truth, and from the signification of killing, as being to destroy, for it is said of truth. But they were to destroy in any way they could, for the evil are not able to destroy truths with the good. 66:77. And if it be a daughter, then she shall live. That this signifies that they should not do so if it is good, is evident from the signification of daughter, as being good, and from the signification of living, as being not to be destroyed. The reason why the king of Egypt said that a son should be slain, but not a daughter, is plain from the internal sense, which is that they would attempt to destroy truth, but not good, for when the infernals infest, they are allowed to attack truths, but not goods. The reason is that truths are what can be assaulted, but not goods, these being protected by the Lord, and when the infernals attempt to attack goods, they are cast down deep into hell, for they cannot withstand the presence of good, because in all good the Lord is present. Hence it is that the angels, being in good, have such power over infernal spirits that one angel can master thousands of them. Be it known that there is life in good, for good is of love, and love is the life of man. If evil, which is of the love of self and of the world, and which appears good to those who are in these loves, assaults the good which is of heavenly love, the life of the one fights against the life of the other. And as the life from the good of heavenly love is from the divine, therefore if the life from the love of self and of the world comes into collision with the former life, it begins to be extinguished, for it is suffocated. Thus they are tortured like those who are in the death agony, and therefore they cast themselves headlong into hell, where they again recover their life. This also is the reason why good cannot be assaulted by evil genii and spirits, and thus that they dare not destroy good. It is otherwise with truth, which has not life in itself, but from good, that is, through good from the Lord. 66:78. And the midwives feared God. That this signifies that true memory knowledges were guarded because by the divine is evident from the signification of fearing God as being to guard what the divine has commanded, and from the signification of midwives as being the natural where true memory knowledges are. 66:79. And Dedan as the king of Egypt spoke to them. That this signifies that it was not done as those who were in falsities intended is evident from the signification of they did not do as he spoke, as being that it was not done as they intended, namely, that those who were in falsities were not able to destroy the truths which are signified by sons, but that they intended to destroy them in every way they could, and from the signification of the king of Egypt, as being separated memory knowledge which is opposed to the truth of the church, thus falsity, for this memory knowledge is falsity. 66:80. And they kept the boys alive. That this signifies that truths, being of good, were preserved, is evident from the signification of keeping alive, as being to preserve, and from the signification of sons, here called boys, as being truths. Sons are here called boys because by boys is signified the good of innocence, and therefore boys here denote truths which are of good. 66:81. And the king of Egypt called the midwives. That this signifies that they who were in falsities conspired against those who were in true memory knowledges in the natural, is evident from the signification of calling, as here being to conspire. For the reason of the call was to destroy truth. But the plot was made futile because the truths were guarded by the divine, which is signified by the midwives fearing God, from the signification of the king of Egypt, as being those who are in falsities, and from the signification of midwives, as being the natural wherein are true memory knowledges. Hence it is evident that by the king of Egypt called the midwives is signified that they who were in falsities conspired against those who were in true memory knowledges in the natural. 66:82. And said unto them, Wherefore do ye this word, and keep the boys alive? That this signifies anger because truths were not destroyed, is evident from the signification of wherefore do ye this word, as being words of chiding, thus of anger, from the signification of keeping alive, as being not to destroy, and from the signification of boys, as being truths which are of good. 66:83. And the midwife said unto Pharaoh, That this signifies a discernment of these true memory knowledges in the natural, is evident from the signification of saying, in the historic parts of the word, as being a noticing or perception, of which often above, from the signification of midwives, as being true memory knowledges in the natural, and from the representation of Pharaoh, as being false memory knowledges in general. 66:84. Because the Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian women. That this signifies that the memory knowledges of the church are not like the memory knowledges opposed to them, is evident from the signification of the Hebrew women, as being things of the church, and from the signification of the Egyptian women, as being such things as are opposed to the things of the church, which are memory knowledges, as is plain from what goes before. Also from the signification of Egypt, as being memory knowledges, here memory knowledges opposed to the true memory knowledges of the church. 66:85. For they are living. That this signifies that spiritual life is in them, is evident from the signification of living, as being spiritual life, here spiritual life in the things of the church, which are signified by Hebrew women. What spiritual life is, has been repeatedly told above, but because few at this day know what the spiritual is, it may here be briefly explained further. The spiritual in its first origin is the divine truth proceeding from the Lord's divine human, which truth has in it divine good, because the divine truth comes forth from the Lord's divine human, which is divine good. The divine truth, in which is divine good, is the spiritual itself in its origin, and is the life itself which fills heaven, nay, which fills the universe, and where there is a subject, there it flows in. But in its subjects it is varied according to their form. In the subjects which agree with good, it presents spiritual life, but in the subjects which disagree with good, it presents life opposed to spiritual life, which in the word is called death. From this it is now plain what spiritual life is, namely, that it is to be in truths from good, which proceed from the Lord. 66:86. And they have brought forth before the midwife comes unto them. That this signifies that the natural has no knowledge before they have life, that is, the true memory knowledges which are of the church, is evident from the signification of midwife, as being the natural in which are the true memory knowledges of the church, and from the signification of bringing forth, as being what is of faith and charity, thus what is of spiritual life. That the natural has no knowledge, is signified by before the midwife comes unto them. In regard to the natural having no knowledge before the true memory knowledges have life, the case is this. The true memory knowledges in the natural have all their life from the good which flows in through the internal. When good flows in, the natural knows nothing of it, because the natural is relatively in obscurity. That it is in obscurity is because it is in the light of the world, and hence at the same time in worldly things, into which there comes obscure perception when the light of heaven flows in, and also because in the natural there are general things which are not capable of perceiving singulars. For the more general anything is, the less it perceives singulars, and hence the less it perceives the happenings that come forth in itself, and moreover in the natural there are not goods and truths themselves, but their representatives. Hence then it is that the natural does not know when true memory knowledges have life, consequently when or how regeneration goes on, according to the Lord's words in John, "The wind bloweth where it willeth, and thou hearest the voice thereof, but knowest not whence it cometh, and whither it goeth, so it is with everyone that is born again of the Spirit." By the natural is meant the external man, which is also called the natural man. 66:87. And God did well to the midwives. That this signifies that the natural was blessed by the divine is evident from the signification of doing well, when said of God, as being to bless, and from the signification of midwives, as being the natural where true memory knowledges are. 66:88. And the people was multiplied, and became very numerous. That this signifies that truths were brought forth therein continually, and thus increased, is evident from what was said above, where are like words. 66:89. And it came to pass, because the midwives feared God. That this signifies because true memory knowledges were guarded by the divine, is evident from what was said above, where like words occur. 66:90. That he made them houses. That this signifies that they, namely, the true memory knowledges in the natural, were disposed into the heavenly form, is evident from the signification of house, as being the natural mind, thus the things of this mind, which here, because midwives are spoken of, are true memory knowledges in the natural, therefore to make houses for them denotes to dispose them into order, and they are disposed into order when they are disposed into the heavenly form. That such is the signification of making them houses cannot easily be known, unless it is known how the case is with the true memory knowledges of the natural mind, wherefore this shall be briefly told. The memory knowledges in the natural have been disposed into continuous series. One series coheres with another, and in this way they all cohere together according to various affinities and propinquities, in a circumstance not unlike families and their generations, for one is born from another, and so they become productive. Hence the things of the mind, which are goods and truths, were by the ancients called houses, the good reigning therein being named father, and the truth joined to this good, mother, and the derivation sons, daughters, sons-in-law, daughters-in-law, and so forth. But the disposition of true memory knowledges in the natural varies with every man, for the ruling love induces a form on them, this love being in the midst, and setting in order everything around it. Those things which most agree with it, it sets next to itself, and everything else in order in accordance with their agreement. From this the memory knowledges have their form. If heavenly love rules, then all things are disposed there by the Lord into the heavenly form, which form is like that of heaven, thus is the form of the good of love itself. Into this form truths are disposed, which, when so disposed, make one with good, and then when the one is called forth by the Lord, the other is called forth, that is to say, when the things of faith are called forth, so are those of charity, and the converse. Such is the disposition that is signified by God made houses for the midwives. 66:91. Verse 22. And Pharaoh commanded all his people, saying, Every son that is born, ye shall cast him forth into the river, and every daughter ye shall keep alive. And Pharaoh commanded all his people, signifies general influx into the memory knowledges opposed to the truths of the church, saying, Every son that is born, ye shall cast him forth into the river, signifies that they should immerse in falsities all truths which appear, and every daughter ye shall keep alive, signifies that they should not assault good. 66:92. And Pharaoh commanded all his people, that this signifies general influx into the memory knowledges opposed to the truths of the church, is evident from the signification of commanding, as being influx here general influx, because done by Pharaoh, by whom is represented memory knowledge in general, and from the signification of his people, as being memory knowledges opposed to the truths of the church. That by the Egyptians are signified memory knowledges opposed to the truths of the church, is because the representatives and significatives of the ancient church, which church had also been with them, were there turned into things magical, for by the representatives and significatives of the church of that time there was communication with heaven. This communication was with those who lived in the good of charity, and was open with many, whereas with those who did not live in the good of charity, but in its opposite. Open communication was sometimes granted with evil spirits, who had perverted all the truths of the church, and together with these had destroyed its goods, whence came things magical. This can also be seen from the hieroglyphics of the Egyptians, which also were made use of in sacred things, for by them they signified spiritual things, and perverted divine order. Magic is nothing but the perversion of order, and is especially the abuse of correspondences. It is order that the goods and truths which proceed from the Lord should be received by man. When this is done, there is order in everything the man intends and thinks. But when a man does not receive goods and truths according to the order which is from the Lord, but believes that all things are blind flowings, and that if there comes forth anything that has been determined, it is of his own prudence, he perverts order, for he applies to himself the things of order with a view to taking care only of himself, and not of his neighbor, except insofar as his neighbor favors him. Hence, wonderful to say, all who have firmly impressed on themselves that all things are of their own prudence, and nothing of the divine providence, are in the other life very prone to magic, and insofar as they can, they imbue it, especially those who in consequence of trusting to themselves, and ascribing everything to their own prudence, have contrived various arts and craftinesses to raise themselves above others. When such men are judged in the other life, they are cast down toward the hells of the magicians, which are in the plain beneath the soles of the feet to the right, a little toward the front, extending to a great distance, in the lowest depths of which are the Egyptians. Hence then it is that by Pharaoh, the Egyptians, and Egypt, are signified memory knowledges opposed to the truths of the Church. Lest therefore the representatives and significatives of the Church should be further turned into magic, the Israelitish people was taken, with whom the representatives and significatives of the Church might be restored, which people was of such a nature that it could not make anything magical therefrom, because it was altogether in externals, and had no belief in anything internal, still less in anything spiritual. With people of such a character, such magic as existed with the Egyptians cannot arise. 66:93, saying, "Every son that is born, he shall cast him forth into the river." That this signifies that they should immerse in falsities all truths which appear, is evident from the signification of sun as being truth, and from the signification of river as being things that belong to intelligence, here in the opposite sense, things contrary, thus falsities. That to cast forth denotes to immerse is manifest. That the river of Egypt denotes what is contrary to intelligence, thus falsity, is evident also in Isaiah. "The rivers shall recede, the rivers of Egypt shall diminish and be dried up, the papyri beside the river, beside the mouth of the river, and all the seed of the river shall become dry, shall be driven forward, and therefore the fishers shall mourn, and all they that cast a hook into the river shall be sad, and they that spread a net upon the faces of the water shall languish." Isaiah 19:6-8. That here by the river of Egypt no river is meant, nor by fishers fishers, but that other things are meant, which do not appear unless it is known what is meant by Egypt, by the river there, and by fishers, is also evident. If these things are known, the sense is manifest. That by the river of Egypt is signified falsity is plain from the particulars here. In Jeremiah, "Who is this that riseth up like the river, whose waters are tossed like the rivers? Egypt riseth up like the river, and his waters are tossed as the rivers. For he hath said, I will go up, I will cover the earth, I will destroy the city, and them that dwell therein." Jer. 46:7-8. Here also the river of Egypt denotes falsities. To go up and cover the earth denotes to do so to the Church. To destroy the city denotes to destroy the doctrine of the Church. And them that dwell therein denotes the goods thence derived. In Ezekiel, "Behold, I am against thee, Pharaoh king of Egypt, the great whale that least in the midst of his rivers, who hath said, The river is mine, and I have made myself. Therefore I will put hooks in thy jaws, and I will make the fish of thy rivers to stick unto thy scales, and I will make thee go up out of the midst of thy rivers, and every fish of thy rivers shall stick in thy scales. I will leave thee in the wilderness, and every fish of thy rivers." Ezek. 29:3-5, 9-10. What these things signify no one can know without the internal sense, thus unless it is known what is meant by Pharaoh, and what by a river, a whale, a fish, and scales. Scales denote those things which are manifestly external, thus sensuous, to which memory knowledges which are falsities adhere. When these things are known, it is evident what is meant in the above passage by the river of Egypt, namely, falsity. Again, "In that day when Pharaoh shall go down into hell, I will make a mourning, I will cover the abyss over him, and I will curb his rivers, and the great waters shall be dammed up." Ezek. 31:15. "Shall not the earth be shaken for this, and every one mourn that dwelleth therein, so that it shall go up all of it like a brook, and be driven out, and overwhelmed as by the river of Egypt. In that day I will make the sun to set at noon, and I will darken the earth in the day of light." The earth which shall be shaken denotes the Church, to be overwhelmed as by the river of Egypt denotes to perish by falsities. And because falsities are signified, it is said that the sun shall set at noon, and that the earth shall be darkened in the day of light. By the sun setting at noon is signified that the good of celestial love would recede, and by the earth being darkened in the day of light, that falsities would take possession of the Church. Everyone can see that other things are signified here than what appear in the letter, as that the earth shall be shaken, and that everyone that dwelleth therein shall mourn, that the sun shall set at noon, and the earth be darkened in the day of light. Unless the Church is understood by the earth, falsity by the river, and celestial love by the sun, no sense which can be unfolded is found there. As the river of Egypt signifies falsity, therefore Moses was commanded to smite with his staff upon the waters of that river, and they were consequently turned into blood, and every fish died in the river, and the river stank exod. 7:17-21. And Aaron also was commanded to stretch out his hand with the rod over the rivers, over the streams, and over the pools, whereupon frogs came up over the land of Egypt. Exod. 8:1-2. That waters in the opposite sense signify falsities, and as the waters are those of the river relatively denotes falsity in general. 66:94. And every daughter ye shall keep alive. That this signifies that they should not assault good is evident from what was said above, where like words occur.